Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, we are going to be following up on a news release that came out 2 days ago, January 12th, talking about the restart of the drill program at the Kumaro project in Mexico. It's a 5,000-meter program, and the program was started in December, just last month, and four holes for just over 400 meters are already completed. Before we get into this drill program, which we did cover back in an interview at the tail end of November, I want you to provide a little information for all the listeners that maybe aren't fully up to speed on Heliostar regarding what's going on in Mexico. I also want to note that the company's flagship is still the Unga property in Alaska, but due to, well, seasonality right now, harder to drill in Alaska. You can be drilling in Mexico, so that's why the focus does then switch to Mexico. Remind everybody of the three projects that you have in Mexico and the overall strategy down there, please.
Yeah. Hey, Corey. Happy New Year. So it's great to start the year drilling. We picked those projects up in Mexico because we thought they were all good projects. And then we picked up our flagship, which is Unga. But we knew the Mexico projects just needed work. And that was the surprise we got last year when we were advancing Kumaro to get it ready for drilling. We got all those economic, you know, arguably economic intercepts on surface. I think the best is 12.6 grams gold equivalent over 5 meters. And so that changed our plans completely. We had to drill that as soon as we got those results. And as you said, we got underway in December and we've got a 5,000 meter program that we're in the middle of.
Well, Charles, just when you look at these three projects, I know Kumaro's got most of the action and rightly so because you came out with some fantastic results, but how could this all fit together as far as the distance to other operations? You know, there's been some good transactions lately as far as an acquisition of the Mercedes mine operation by Bear Creek Mining, but there's also several other operators or development projects near you. How could this work for as far as how you would truck this to other areas?
Yeah, that's a key part of the strategy, and we're really fortunate. We've got discoveries on two projects at once. And so to have Kumaro, it's the smallest of our three properties. It's half of the Picacho district we share with Silvercrest, who we all know are building Las Chispas just down the road. You touched on Bear Creek Mining acquiring Mercedes over the Christmas break. That's within trucking distance. And there's a third mill owned by First Majestic. And so the economic hurdle of any of our portfolio in Mexico is actually quite low. So even a few 100,000 ounces, let alone the multi-million ounce deposits we look for, would be economic. And that opens up a lot of corporate optionality. And realistically, if we have success, if we find 100, 200,000 ounces, 1 to 2 million ounces at Kumaro, it's very unlikely that we'd put that into production because it's going to be worth more to our neighbours, to Bear Creek Mining, to First Majestic. And so that's why we changed our corporate strategy for 2022. We have the potential for a really short-term win with the drill program. You know, we bit the bullet, we raised money in September, and that turned out to be, I think, the right move because, you know, talking around, there's a lot of people looking to raise money in the next month or so. We're fully funded for what we plan to do over the drill program in Mexico and then heading up to Alaska. We will drill Kumaro out. If we're lucky and we can repeat the results we got at surface, we know it's good on surface. We know it's good in a tunnel 35 meters underground. So if it continues to be good, then we have a lot of corporate optionality. And then we can use that either less dilutive capital raisings, sales, toll milling, there's a whole range of options to really drive forward at Unga, where we're going to be working in summer, and we believe is our real flagship.
So this whole proximity to other mines and some larger projects and companies, that does tie in with a question that came in a little while ago, about a month ago. Somebody emailed me and said, look, Kumaro project, it's only about 5 square kilometers, which is still a large area. But when you hear about some of these assets or companies that hold these district size projects, 5 square kilometers really isn't that big. But as you're saying, you don't need to build a mine here. There are mines all around you that you could truck this ore to, or that one of those companies could use as more feed for their operation. What does that look like in your eyes in terms of the size of resource you would need to build up, and how quickly can you get to a resource estimate at Kumaro or any of the other projects in Mexico?
Yeah, and you touch on, you know, all of our land holdings except Kumaro are exactly what you described, district scale. The only reason Kumaro isn't is we were looking to acquire the whole district, but Silvercrest had deeper pockets. And so even half of that district can easily host, you know, a multi-million ounce deposit. So, you know, we're still there for big discoveries, but what we recognize is even a smaller discovery could be economic here. And that's what's unique about all three of our properties in Mexico, actually. You know, all we can ask for is corporate optionality. And that's what this, you know, and being lucky enough to have two discoveries on our books at once, that's what we've got right now. If we have good results and the market's there, well, then we can push ahead on both Mexico and Alaska. If the market's not there, you know, if gold isn't doing as well as we think it will, well, then we pick and choose the best of them and push ahead. It's a really strong position for a small company like us to be in.
So, Charles, can you give us a little insights on at least the initial holes that are drilled here and then the progress of where the drill is moving? I understand that there are three main target zones that you are going to be testing. Again, four holes were completed in December for about 10% of the total meterage, a little bit less than that, as it was 428 meters that were completed. These were at the Verde target. Take us through the look of those holes initially, and then where the drill is going to move to next.
Yeah, and so we drilled the four holes up until Christmas. We've now drilled two more since we restarted. And so fortunately for us, you know, we've hit veins in all of those holes, roughly where we expected to. The quartz on surface here is very green in color, and the quartz we're hitting in the holes looks the same. The nature of these systems is they're called low sulfidation, which means they don't have a lot of sulfur or sulfides in them. So there's not many clues to how much gold could be in them until you get the assays. So everything looks good. We put that out in the press release that we hit the veins where we expected to. We're like everyone else, impatiently waiting for assays. And we expect to have the first batch out to release in late February. So we're hitting our targets. As you said, we're only at the very start of the program. Our initial focus is on the Verde discovery, where we got so many good results. That'll receive most of the drilling. And then we'll step out onto the veins in the east. And then we've got a 400 gram silver sample over a meter in the eastern block. And for the geologists who are listening, we think that's down thrown. And all that means is we think the sweet spot is preserved a bit deeper. So most of the drilling will be chasing high-grade gold, and a small amount of drilling will be to demonstrate that the eastern part of our property has that gold and silver a little bit deeper. And if we're right about that, then we just move forward to resource drilling at Verde and a much bigger program on the eastern side of our property. So a little forward-looking, but you know, we've got the big-picture plan in mind with Kumaro.
Well, speaking of forward-looking and the big-picture plan, let's look at the rest of 2022. When you do get active in Alaska at Unga, you know, what will the balance of the exploration plan be for all of your properties for the balance of this year, Charles?
Yeah, so for people who know me and my background, I'm an aggressive explorer. I like to get really good properties, and I like to put a lot of drill meters in them. That's how I've been able to make discoveries. And so we can't get too granular on what the summer looks like until we see these first results. But we got spectacular results at Aquila, Apollo, and SH1 up in Alaska that we need to follow up on. So we've secured a drill rig for July, which for people who know our industry, it's getting really hard to get drill rigs in the summer for, say, Canada and Alaska. So to get a drill rig was a big step forward for us. We'll focus over the next few months on this program at Kumaro, which we think can be our short-term win, and then we'll pivot up to follow up these open intersects. You know, you forget how many good gold intercepts we got in Alaska last year. Continue to expand those open gold hits, and our goal is to put together 1 million ounces at Unga. So I can answer the question of exactly what the Alaska program will look like in a couple of months, but we'll definitely be up at Alaska this year as well in the summer.
Okay, so drilling in Alaska after the drilling in Mexico wraps up. overall, then, what are some of the key catalysts in your eyes? Obviously, you are drilling and you're still waiting for some assay results, but anything else that investors or those watching the story can expect?
Yeah, it's our first and next set of results, you know, the first ever drill results from Coomera, we think will be in late February. So that's going to be a huge catalyst for us. You know, we'll try and put a batch of 5 or 10 holes together to release. And then, you know, not many companies our size, you know, for only a 30, 40 million market cap, to have as many gold, open gold intercepts as we have is quite rare. So it's going to be, you know, gold discovery, expansion of gold discoveries. That's what's going to drive the value creation in Heliostar this year. And ultimately, to put together a high-grade resource, because we all know the re-rating that comes with those.
So Charles, just remind everybody, how many discoveries company-wide on your portfolio of projects have you guys made in the relatively short time that this company has been listed? Because it seems like there's been a couple discoveries that we've talked about over the last approximately year.
Yeah, so you know, Heliostar's only been around since August 2019. So we've made the most of a little over 12 months. We made a new discovery at Akula at Unga, you know, multiple economic intercepts that are wide open to expand. I don't think we can quite claim Apollo as a discovery, the old mine, but we've stepped out. You know, our best hole was 3 meters at 3 ounces gold, spectacular intercepts showing that there's a lot more in the old mine there. And then this discovery here at Coomera. So, you know, I've been fortunate to work with good geologists in my career, make some big discoveries, including with Vizsla. We just have a happy knack of finding gold and silver, and we seem to be doing that quite well here with Heliostar. So it's going to be a really exciting ride, and the next couple of months are going to be huge for us.
Okay. Well, Charles, I think enough said. We painted the picture for this year, and we'll be following up as we get some of those drill results that are coming back from the assay labs, and also following along as the bulk of this program at Coomera continues. If anybody has any other questions for Charles, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Charles, thanks again for the update. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you.